The buzz spreads through your body. Be blank. Think about it. Fixate on it. Be blank. Feel your body. Feel aware of how good it feels to have yourself buzz like that. The vibe on you. Let the vibration spread in you. You can carry it a lot further through you. Echo it a lot further through your system when you're like this. When you're deep and aroused, when your head is empty and your body is oh so present. You are here in the moment with your body. You are here in the moment with pleasure, with delight, with desire, and yes, with that vibrating, buzzing, joyous feeling. And that vibration, that buzz rioting through you, keeping you on edge, pushing you further. Keep it there. Milk pleasure out of yourself. Buzz yourself deliberately. You have more tolerance for keeping the vibration in places that might be too intense if you weren't blank. Be blank. Blanker you get, deeper you go, better you feel. The better you feel, the more the buzz spreads. It stays inside you. It rebounds around the confines of your empty mind. Bounces off the walls, hits pleasure centers, speeds up, picking up speed, buzzing, buzzing. You are abuzz with delight, with the need that comes from being covered in pleasure like this, with the need that comes from being deeper, so you feel more. And when you feel more, you slide deeper, slide further, slide down, down, deep, down, blank. When you get deeper, you feel better. When you feel better, the vibration increases and you can stand it more. It's building in you, wave and whirlpool, finding its way to your extremities, a pleasure that spreads, that builds up behind the dam, waiting to pour forth. You are blank, you are deep, you feel so good. Buzz yourself. Think of what your vibrator would want, if it could want things, what that buzz would desire. Climax and pleasure, of course. A climax and pleasure that grows, builds, expands, extends, becomes the only thing on your mind, becomes the only thing in your body. The command to climax coming from the purpose of the objects themselves, the objective of objects, for you to come and come, to climax hard and to keep the buzzing going when you do, to keep buzzing, sparking it out of yourself, force more pleasure out of yourself, fulfill functions as if you were a toy as well, being toyed with and shown off, as if your entire function, the entirety of your being, were dedicated to, devoted to, climaxing hard and hot, as if someone you wanted to see were watching, as if coming hard again and again would transmit so many messages of joy and pleasure into the world, into another, you fulfilling a function, you having an objective, more like an object than someone doing much thinking. You feel it. You crave it. You'll crave it more, you'll feel it more. The longer this goes on, the further this loop spirals down. Your whole body buzzes, it builds pleasure behind the dam. Your whole body spirals and sparks. You feel the buzz. You grow more and more adoring toward that vibe. You start to enjoy that vibe more and more. Your body feels it. Your mind reels in pleasure, pleasure, buzz, and spark. Slide ever deeper, slide ever further toward a horizon that ordinarily you wouldn't be able to reach. You can feel more because your body and your mind will endure, will push onward toward the objective, will find their way to coming, and then coming, and then coming again with resounding, full body sparking, tingling, clenching, constancy. Apply that vibe. Apply it hard. And when you would ordinarily stop, keep going instead. Keep the pleasure coming. Keep your body coming. Keep yourself sliding over the edge, the dam bursting, the waves of pleasure sliding out, covering you, coating you, covering you in need. You need more. You need to keep the vibration going. You've gotten so used to the signal that keeping it coming is important. Buzz, keep it coming. Buzz, keep the pleasure flowing. Pleasure flowing, your belly is clenching. Your belly is squeezing. And the pleasure is flooding up to your brain. Empty brain, lots of room for pleasure. Lots of room to feel good. Let yourself feel good. You have an objective, a simple objective. Objects have objectives, and yours is to bring pleasure to your body. And you're in the presence of a toy dedicated, devoted to bringing pleasure to your body. The buzz and vibration against you, that more senior toy. It's been a toy for longer, so you should learn from what happens to your body when you buzz, when you rub, when you bring your hands to blankly grasp and your mind blank too. Your empty head able to receive signals sent through your body by vibration applied. Applied and buzzing. Applied and filling. Applied consistently, robotically, automatically. It's going to happen. You're going to bring yourself pleasure. And if you reach a limit, reach a point where continuing is impossible, you'll still keep on going. Because you'll only stop if you have to for safety. If it's just to try to avoid being too pleasured, too far gone, no. You want to embrace that, don't you? You want to find your way to a state of complete overwhelm, where that vibration buzzing is reaching your brain, vibration buzzing pleasure is reaching your brain and rebounding off the walls inside, so when you think and grasp for something inside your head, you be blank, you be empty, and in being that, you open the way for these signals to arrive in your brain, so when you grasp for a thought, you grab the pleasure of vibration instead. The buzz that numbs the mind and opens the body up to the yes. The full-on, constant, yes, I love this, yes, I want more. That's what that buzz is doing. It's vibrating away thought. It's making things just shake into the background to let the foreground fill up with yes, buzz, yes, squeeze, yes, clench, yes. Climax helplessly and blankly. You feel it more when your head is empty, when there's nothing at all that would get in the way. Instead, there are so many things that would support, enhance, guide, fuel, drive you feeling the way you feel, bringing you forward with pleasure. Pleasure, it's how you need to be. The vibration, you need to surrender to it. It's been a toy longer, so let the toy lead the way. Follow where the pleasure goes, back up into your own head, your own empty brain, now filled and populated with memories of each sensation you've received from that buzzing, wonderful toy. A toy like you, toyed with by your own delight and desire, your hands moving it, moving constantly, moving with one objective to make you climax and then keep you going. So instead of holding back, instead of luxuriating, instead of going slow, you rush right for the orgasm, right for the climax, right for the escapist, constant, euphoric pulse that's already building, it's already there. I could let you keep going now, and you would keep going, because objects have objectives, and toys want to fulfill their function, and your function is to bring pleasure to the frame in which you dwell, to bring it efficiently, constantly, and beyond what mere flesh would stop at. You will continue. The mind will focus, fixate, and continue. You will buzz and spark. You will euphorically release your muscles clenching, exhausting themselves. You will exhaust yourself on pleasure. Because in your blank brain, it's the only idea that seems like a good one. Freed of pretense, freed of the expectation of society, of outside, of all the things you've learned about how you enjoy your body, you can see exactly what's there, see how much pleasure is available, how much pleasure you've been leaving at the table when you should have been scooping it up, applying it to yourself constantly. You look at the pleasure you're feeling. You gaze at the way you feel, internally considering it, because in a blank state, when you are directed to do this by me, here, you can do it much more ably, expanding the sensation, spreading it out, rubbing it all over yourself. A toy greedily seeking to be toyed with, and you have another toy driving and leading, your hands subordinate to the toy, the vibe in your hand, more than they are to anything else, following its signal, its purpose. You want to fulfill the purpose of toys around you, because as a toy, this may lead to your purpose being fulfilled, and in seeking after that, that sensation, that combination of delights, you discover a way to turn your body on beyond any other method. To just empty your brain and let the reverberating signals from your self-service bring you to the limit and then beyond. But your hands, this toy, this vibration, this trance, they do not end just because you climax constantly, just because you've reached a point where pleasure is difficult to differentiate from thinking, so thinking is pleasure, pleasure is thinking. You might as well just think of pleasure, think only of the way you feel, the wonderful clenching, squeezing, thigh clasping, mind blanking, drooling way you feel. And as you feel that way, as you vibrate, as you buzz, you can make minor choices in how you clench your body, how you massage and vibrate it, how you seek after pleasure in order to intensify that pleasure, to make it more than it was before, to bring it further along, bring yourself further along the voyage, the journey to climax. You will arrive, and when you do, eventually arrive. It will be with much fanfare and the awareness that, unlike an ordinary orgasm where it might peter out, where you might stop touching yourself, you're going to keep driving the same erogenous zones, a vibratory toy, playing with yourself, being played with by yourself, your hands moving in these directions instead of at the direction of a now blanked brain. And when you pursue pleasure and find it, you keep seeking. You seek to achieve the relief and relaxation of self that comes with the true exhaustion of your musculature, which is only available to you if you come and come and come like you never have before, removing any trepidation that ordinarily exists, deciding instead to become completely mentally disheveled and disorganized, completely lost in the sensations that you feel, completely surrendered to the delight and desire, to the way that you feel when your body is vibrating, buzzing, is being a toy. You are a toy, toyed with, but also fulfilling your objective, your purpose, because objects have objectives, a purpose, a desire. You'll fulfill it. And in this case, it's a desire for more. To hedonistically indulge in the way that you feel when you vibrate and buzz, where ordinarily you stop the pleasure right as you come. You let yourself come, you let yourself get enough, but then you stop. What if instead you continued? You fixated on your body. You vibrated yourself, massaged yourself, sought after every source of pleasure, using and leveraging those vibrations that are familiar, comforting, but also powerful, influential, leveraging it all together. Your body carrying out the most efficient possible plan to take this object, this plaything, this toy, and turn it into a pleasure-soaked object, an orgasm-inundated toy. To turn you into someone who has experienced such a profound, climactic, clenching, aftershocking, body-exhausting fuckquake of pleasure, 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 that it is unforgettable, that it indelibly leaves its mark on who you are when you're blank. That's right, when you're blank, you buzz. When you be blank, you buzz, constantly euphoric, lost in the overlay, the ecstasy, the way your body can feel when it's under the influence of your own need, your own ache, your own craving. That's what this is, that vibration is carrying out, masturbation, similar to what you do to yourself, with yourself, for yourself. And self-serving is very efficient, because it brings back memories of deciding that you're going to come. Deciding on your destination and seeking it. But in this case, with everything in your brain blanked out, and only the ability to receptively absorb, suggestibly receive all these words remaining, you are freed. Free to do whatever will feel best in the moment, free to do whatever will drive you to the limit in that instant. And when you reach that limit, you come. And when you come, you keep vibrating. Your toy's toy. An object's objective, that's what you are. Vibration, pleasure, escapism, release, ecstasy, euphoria. They all depend on and are all available to your masturbatory urge. The urge to bring yourself to pleasure and beyond and push and come, vibrating your body and vibrating your mind, thoughts even more blank, the place where they're stored is being shaken up. And if a few thoughts at the edge, sexy thoughts, arousing fantasies, shake themselves loose and play in your now empty mind, will we both get to enjoy that? Get to enjoy you more dosed up on your own trance, your own pleasure, your own blank obedience to the command to come as if you were masturbating, and then when you do come, the vibration rolling through you to keep going, to keep buzzing, buzz yourself, bring your body off, euphorically, ecstatically, escapist, drifting away into fantasies in a blank mind after all, as your body keeps moving to bring itself pleasure, for as long as it can stand to have the energy, for as long as it's unexhausted, as it's unspent, for as long as one more orgasm is still safe to have, you're going to seek it, you're going to find it, you're going to fall prey to it in the best way. Vibration and buzzing will never be the same, because every time you remember the way you feel, you'll remember being blank and driving yourself to that limit. reaching the climax and still going, your hands still moving, overstimulating, hyperstimulating to the limit and beyond, as your own aching, throbbing need becomes something more than merely theoretical, becomes you as a toy manifesting what you truly are, which is blank and deep and deeply in need of whatever limitless pleasure lies beyond a simple climax, deeply in need of whatever you can feel next, and then again, again, and again, buzzing, throbbing, taking, claiming your own body and taking your own objective on board and making it happen. And all it took was to set you off with a few little words. All it took was a simple trigger and a little forgetting, which forgetting does happen quite on its own. And then remembering, I could keep going. Remembering, you could keep climaxing. You could keep going. If you don't escape the cycle, you will. You'll come and come and come lost in it. And it all begins with a simple emptying of your mind.